Begin the current daf and second about the zod daf samach vav. Begin the daf. Begin the tesis masim. Begin the zigmor. Machlal the reish from nois and tam maskin. Obviously, the inference is that the reish is talking about nois and tam, and therefore you see that that's what it is dependent on. Now, says tesis yesha ayim mefarshim. Those who wanted to explain the whole iser the havah b'mashum, which is this is what we're discussing over here in the sugya, and the prohibition that is but a minute amount. Which we say it's as a min b'minoi, loy min b'ein nois and tam lavkam mutter. Then we don't say that if it gives a bad taste, it's going to be permitted because toha ein lo chatam botel yosim imashu bad left is no more being nullified than in a thousand of other things. And who are the nois and tam lavkam? So in other words, even though we still say it's going to make a usher imashu, so for sure when it gives a bad taste. Also, like, it's not giving a significant taste, and therefore it should also still be prohibited. Mefarish Khan, so they explain the Gemara over here when it says, Machlal, the Benois and Tamaskinan. Oh, so obviously our Mishnah is talking about when he gives a taste, the Lekach Mutter, and that's why it's permitted, Bishain Bahanosan Benois and Tam, that it's not giving you any benefit with giving him a flavor. Because if, or something that the prohibition was with a mashu, Hafilah of Gamasa, then even if it gave a bad taste, would be forbidden. That's how they want to learn this Gemara. This is Vein Rai Mekan. There's no proof of it. Like Dai Kacha, because the Gemara is not inferring Ela Medemaflik Beseifa Bahochi. Just from the fact that the Seifa is differentiating with this point, Bechal the Reisha Benisin Tam. Just that could just infer that the Reisha is Otam Benisin Tam. The Bahochi Ayir Masdin. That's what Mishnah is talking about. But it's not saying that it's exactly on this principle. Of nois and tam lav gam, is just saying we're giving the high idea of nois and tam, and therefore there's no raya. Could be that you would have a heter of nois and tam lav gam. But more of the mashu min b'minay. When you say that it's prohibited even a minute amount when it's the same species in a tam bottle klal a fill of elef, it's not that. In other words, the taste is not nullified. It's not true. It's not nullified even in a thousand. Kimin shatam shabbat because the taste is the same. So that's why it could be oisa b'mashu because there's no bittel. Aval gam hatam bottle. But when it gives a bad taste, yeah, no. To the contrary, there the taste could be nullified. And the b'chametz b'pesach, and we find this by chametz b'pesach. L'sfarim the garsi according to the text that have the girsa b'mashu with a minute amount is going to be also karav and pesachim naflam l'malalav. Avagav d'shalei b'minoi oisa b'mashu. Even though when it's not the same species, it's going to be forbidden in a minute amount of bishul tam bottle, even though the taste is nullified. Still, even over there, we're not going to say it's prohibited when it gives a bad taste. We don't want to have the secondary more severe than the primary, because in the when it's not the same type, we don't say it's forbidden only because of when it is the same type. So therefore, we say it's asr b'mashu. So even though here the svar wouldn't apply, that we just said, but elavade and chilik. So obviously, you cannot differentiate the whole notion of lavgam mutter. That an old situation will say if it gives a bad taste, it's going to be permitted. This test master beginning with zimora tavin shal beis begimel sheimus asurin the mitzarfen. They have a spice of two or three different names. They're prohibited and they combine. So Pesach Kondrashi explains like this: enough lekidayr if they fall into a pod. Belay bezekatei l'tavol. Now this one doesn't have enough to spice it. Belay bezekatei l'tavol. This one does not have enough to spice it. But when it's tarf of a tivlum, but they combine the joint forces and they spice the dish. Behim shal isra and their prohibited entity. Mitzarfen la isra, they combine to make the thing forbidden. Now, such a bakash is difficult because l'piri shay mashma. According to his interpretation, it sounds like the chadim milsehi, and it's one thing. It's like yeah, they combine and make it asr. Volition the brisa mashma, the wording of the brisa, especially with the vav, sounds like the trei milin. It sounds like it's two different halachas. Chim perish Rashbam, so David Rashbam explains that actually the asurim the kamar. When it says they're forbidden, return them what it means to say is asur ha'isa, that the dough is forbidden, or yagadeiru, or the pad, and the sin is tam, when they give us a flavor. Umitztarfen, this is what he combines, is b'dabba yavish, is by a solid. Lesser to say it's forbidden, afil b'loin, the sin is tam, even if it doesn't give a taste, k'gun sh'naf l'tei chulin, like for example, if it falls into chulin, v'yesh b'mesayim, and has 200 levatel echem and asurim, to nullify the one of the prohibited. Afilachi, the bottle still is not going to be nullified, ashi yihu by mesayim and ashnaim. Until you have 200 from both of them, because each one, we're going to say that they combine together, so you have to have double of what they're offering. Then it says, "Vetem you can say, I might on the tavayu." Well, so why are we saying both ideas? Assume it's starfen, they're prohibited and they combine. Listen, why don't you just say it's starfen lechud? Just say that they combine. B'shab b'shamin the tavayu. So I would know both. B'malach b'miyavish, whether with liquid or whether with solid. Shimon says, "You say no. Do you have a ton of hachad? We said this. Havamin, I would have said, Reb Shimon the polig b'seifa, that when he disagrees, b'tavayu polig. I would say he disagrees by both." Pain let starful and nice and tamak deira, whether to combine to give a taste into the pot of liquid. Bein halas be'achad masayim, whether to be nullified in the majority of 200 to 1 by solid. Shemalchet ton tavayu. Therefore, he said both of them. Lashmin to let you know. Reb Shimon lepoli ben nesin the tamak deira. No, he doesn't disagree. We're going to give a taste to a pot. Elamayda rather he agrees. The mitzdarfen that there it does combine. The gister should be kedechizkia, like chizkia. Even though he was not goes on the mixture of the Maya Falachi, even so, come he says, as a Bernachul Navav Manal of Shani Sar Batavlin, that yeast and spice are different little time avidi that they're there to give taste of the bottle and they're not nullified. But the time of the bottle, and this that the taste is not nullified. Leboy lemeimar, it's not to say the bottle klal, it's not nullified at all. The bottle, it's just not nullified. Kidin charge from like the lach of other prohibitions. Of a bottle, vade shaper. Of course, it is bottle kiyadin. We know vade for sure in the spot latam that the taste is nullified. Can be ergedaylo, like for example in a large pot. So that's what Taisa is saying is that it's like chizkia types of sweets, and they combine because they fit to sweeten the pot. Like we find by demai, that even though they're not geizer to make a tarubis a demai forbidden. But certain tavlin, which they are there to give a taste in tarevis, they're not bottle in tarevis. I think Gemara says they're not bottle. Doesn't mean not bottle at all. It just means not bottle like other yisum. But if you know for sure that it's bottle, for example, let's say put in a large pot, then it's going to be bottle. In other words, that while we had to say 2-3 spices that they combine, they're forbidden. But it's not. The tavlin's not misbottle. If that's the case, even independently, it makes it forbidden. So he writes that. Well, for sure, that if you know that bottle of time, it's not going to make it forbidden. And therefore, the Mishnah is writing only in combination with the other spices, it's going to make it forbidden. It's just about to begin with the if you have a spice of 2-3 different names, it's one type, one species. So, Pesach Rashi actually explained Kegoyin, for example, purple, lavan, purple, shachar, purple, arach, like same species. It's all pepper, but there are three different names. It's white pepper, black pepper, long pepper. So they're one species. We call them kurun, pilpolin, and they're all called pepper. But there are three distinct names. Oh, give them a mini tavlin, or three types of spices. Kugoin, meaning the other case. Kugoin pilpul, vokomen, vokonomen, like for example, pepper and cumin and cinnamon. So I said, Vakashal said, this is difficult in Rashi Pshakat. Mesechus Arla, Ketani Seifa, the Seifa says, Rabbi Shimon Aimee says, Bein Gimel Shemes, Vein Min Echad, whether it's three names with once and one species, Bein Gimel Min Vein Shem Echad, whether it's three types and one name, in Mistarfen, they don't combine. Now, Pesach, according to Rashi, it appears that he explains the Shemes, Lush, and Shem Amish, that he says names means literally the names. So, Bishlam, Gimel Shemes, Bimhem, Menechad. So, I understand the case of three names and one species. Mishkach, like the British, is like, we have such a case, like he explained, where they're all pepper, they're all one min, but they're three different names, long pepper, black pepper, white pepper. El Gimin, Behem, Shem, Echad. What's the case of three species and one name? How could you ever have that? Keep the shame, return the limb, shame, amish, since the name means literally the name. So, how could you have the same name for three different species? But another difficulty is the Bechol Duchta, in all places, have appeared shame. The definition of shame is Isser, it's prohibition. Kamaya shame is halolu, like these names, Deizur Neshech, and Bamasir Daf Ayan Dalad, or it actually should say, of Perak Makabal, of Kofir Alf, and Alf. So l'chein there, rather says Tosfos, it appears the shame is to kamar. This is where we say the names. Hainu shame to iser. We actually don't mean the name of the thing. I mean the name of the iser. Like we find, oh, that's not the name. Same paragraph Zerik and Shabbos of Kabezim and Alf. Gabi Yesh Oichel Achila Achas. Say one, a guy could eat one thing. B'chayv Alechai Heichatos. He's liable for 5 sin offerings. Which would say, oh, what's the name? If that's the name, it means the iser. V'achem Perusha. So different. Based on that, this is how we interpret our Gemara. Hach over here. Tavon Shoshnayim Megimah Shemes. If you have a spice of 2-3 different names. What that means to say is 2-3 different isurim. Could go in pilpul the klaim, pilpul the arla, pilpul the truma. Where you have, they're all pepper. One's klaim, forbidden mixture, one's arla in the first 3 years, one's truma. The klasi isurim, they're all three different isurim. But we're kula min, pilpulim, but they're all minachad because they're all pepper. Or gimel minim, or there are three different types, pilpulim, ekonomim, shaminim. It's pepper, cinnamon, and other types. But for kulam iser echad, they're all shem echad because they're all one iser. All let's say klayim or something like that. Now it makes sense. The Meshkach Shaper Gimel Minim Beim Shemecha. Now it also makes sense that you can have three types, three species, and one name. Could give me Isser Echad. Mean, let's say one from one Isser. Pirish Mechumo, I'm Arlo, I'm a Klai Kerem, all from the same Isser. Chemash Beishalme. That's something Yishalme did not prepare based on Meseches Arlo Hatruma. The Truma is Ma'aser V'Achal V'Bikurim. We see all these different types of prohibited entities that are belong to the Kohen Leviim. Mitzdarf and Zemze, they combine one with the other. Become like Gemara. The Gemara says, "Reb Shimon Nitzchah." We need it for according to Reb Shimon. The Avka of the Reb Shimon, although Reb Shimon says, "Ein Beis Shem is Mitzdarf," and the two names don't combine. Ma'idah, here we go. Kulam Shem Truma. They're all called Truma. Ma'ash Mehedu. The Shem is Hani Yisurin. So you see explicitly when we say the Shem is, it means Isurin, as we see from that Gemara over there. Next, this Master begins with the words of Gemara. Rabba Amma, Rabba says, "Hamani, who is the town that's actually a mayor here?" So it says in Matimi, you can say, okay, but in case, if that's the case, my ear, you mean the Matika, then why is Chizkiah saying specifically the different types of Swedes? Dama Chizkiah says, the Chizkiah says, what do you mean? Philibalay mean the Matika, not Mitzdarfin. Even without being different types of Swedes, they combine. Mishim the Chomash Avdilach Bechulu, like the Gemara explained, because he holds all the Yisroim combined. So Pirish Rash explains, Zenachanami, you're right, Alib de Rav, according to Rav's Pshat, less of the Chizkiah, we don't hold, he doesn't hold the Chizkiah's Pshat. The Mukila Bimin Matika Dafka that he said specifically when it's different types of sweets. So it's well, line there, it doesn't seem to be correct. And that's the case in Allah Kechizkiah, then Allah does not follow Kechizkiah. I mean, the Pelag Rabbi Levay, from the fact that Rabbi disagrees with him, Mubasra, and he's a later Amoyer who we rule like the later ones. B'Shabbos, on the other hand, the Shabbos that Pekar Bekiv, the Gemara Shabbos, the Pitas, and Beis Mashmet, sounds like Shad Talmud Taifis, Iker, that the Gemara holds primarily Hod the Chizkiah, the teaching of Chizkiah, the Kapar Chasim, because the Gemara asked about the Ivat, now we learn the Mishnah, Tavin Shal Beis, Bekim Hashem, Zvahulu, a spice of two to three different names, and Be'om Chizkiah says, Be'mini Matikar Shanu Kan, that we're talking about different types of sweets. So it says, the Kapar Talmudah, and most of the Chizkiah, in fact, the Gemara is asking from Chizkiah's teaching, Shemam Nadalach Kabaisi, obviously that Ravina Vasha is saying that we hold like Chizkiah, not like Rabbah. So lechein el Rava, so lechein el says it seems the Rava Nami, though actually also according to Rava, the Mukilik Remeir, even though he says it's like Remeir, Isul Chizkiah he holds up Chizkiah. I've avkav the Remeir, although Remeir says Kol Yisum Shabbat Tal Yirmin Starvin, all prohibitions that are combined fulfill Balav Min Matik, even if they're not different types of sweets. Mishum the Darsh because he expounds Kol Mashtati Alav Lachulu, all that I make it forbidden is combines. So it says, yeah, important qualification. Hamil, when we say the Tishasum Be'en, when the prohibited element is visible. But Zvadim is starving, then for sure we combine half aleph of this is a half aleph of that is. Lachayv to make a person liable, a full in Meshav and Bematik, even if they're not the same as types of sweets. But when they're mixed in the food dish, and when they're not visible, like these types of spices, that you spice the pot, it's just mixed in. Then even Ramey would agree to Chizkiah's teaching to tafke min matik mistarf, and that specifically of different types of sweets they combine. Because they equal to sweet in a pot. But if they're not the same types of sweets, loy mistarf, and we would not combine them. Since they're not the same in sweetening in this pot, this comes to sweeten, this comes to strengthen, and therefore a rubber could be even like the teaching of Chizkiah. Like it says, not to begin the words of Melchizedek, Kosh, Tafti, Lech, Bechul, Remeir's teaching is based on the Pasuk in Devarim that don't need all abominations. Whatever I said is combining for Baal Teichel. Now, Teis is bothered, and he addressed the question, he said, even according to the one who holds Lav Shabbat Lala, is when you have a generic Pasuk, ain't like in love, you don't get lashes on it. So how can you get lashes for this Kosh, Tafti, Lech, what I mean, is this including all different types of Bisurim? Hanamila, when we say this, Kagain, for example, like the Gemara talks about Nazir Tafla Melchizedek, like the leaves and the branches, the mafki mekala shi'asa mekevan ayayin, like from the vine, it, whatever is made from the grapevine, so that's more than one thing is included from the same pasuk. Or v'chein chay mavusha b'chamit tvayo, or similarly, like we have my pesachim of memalov, like you eat the carbon pesach raw or cooked in the hot baths of Tiberias. The mafkin we learn that mechi im tzli eish, that it has to be only roasted by the fire. So you extrapolate these other types of prohibited entities. So it's more than one thing learned from the same pasuk. That's lav shabachlaus, and that one man that holds you don't get malchus. But where each prohibited element is explicit independently, like all prohibited elements in the world. If we see over here Shemitz Darfi that they do combine, that's we're learning out from the pasuk Lesechel Kol Da'eva, that's considered a generic umbrella type of iser. Each one is independent. It's just we're saying that they combine. It says Matzah begin words Gemara Baravam. He says, "Benois and Tam." That you know, according to him, that he says it goes based on the taste. That
because why is he holding goes based on taste? Because the smell is vinegary, the taste is wine. So chami yeb the halacha is wine. So therefore, we're going to consider this as enamina, and it goes based on tam. Since taste tam, it's a wonder because the kasha halacha is a halacha. So now we have a difficulty of how we paskin. Because the kamlan kur rabba lagabe bai, we know that looks like rabba when he does a wizard of bai. Which would mean that we say that has the vinegary smell, but taste of wine has a halacha like wine. Problem is, v'kamlan kur rabbi yushu ben levi, we also rule like a bishu belevi nami. Dama that he says, perka mecha person, babasla b'tzadik vam, but after reche ta chola b'tama chamra, chola. That when the smell is vinegary, the taste is wine, actually has a halacha as vinegar. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon is the one who says, the reche chola b'tama chamra chamra, that if he gets a kafkano or karava, like he's the one that's like rabba, Rabbi Yechon. We don't pass like Rabbi Yechon, pass like your soccer. So now we have contradictory halachas on this machlokes. There's some things we can say is no, the hasa mikalish nachrina, there's actually a different version of that Gemara over there in Baba Basa. Or dure moi mas nipcha, they actually teach the machlokes of Bishum and Levi and Rabbi Yechon the opposite. Rabbi Yechon amarecha chala batayme chamra chala. Rabbi Yechon is the one who said has halacha like vinegar. Rabbi Shimon Levi on the chamra, he's the one who holds it has halacha like wine, kirava, which is like rabba dahach over here, which is now they're matching up. We're passing like Rabbi Shimon Levi and rabba. So it says, Mekan Nir, from here it seems the mutl kaddish be'er b'shabbos ala yayin, so that you're allowed to make kiddush Friday night on wine, shereicha chala v'tayim v'chamra, if it has a smell of vinegar but a taste of wine, because we paskin like rabba, that that's going to have halacha like wine.